okay, we got you got to tell everyone, you got to be, we always say, you got to be an ish. So everyone's got to take the bechina, okay? Thursday, 10 a.m., Bezer Shem, okay? Now, we're up to shir number six, number nine. Here's seven, okay? We're up to nine. Let's begin, guys, okay? All right. What is Tosis Mechadesh on the Machloikis, whether you hold Yeshem Lemik or Yeshem Lemisor? Tosis on Dal Manaf says a beautiful Chiddush, and he says this Machloikis Tanoim only exists when they're mutually exclusive, when they contradict each other. You can only go, you can either choose Yeshem Lemik or choose Yeshem Lemisor. Do whatever you want, you got to choose one of the two. That's the whole crux of Machloikis. But if they're not Sosa one another, Tosis says, then we find many Tanoim that will hold both. They hold Yeshem LeMikra, they also will hold Yeshem LeMesorah. So that's Tosis Chiddush, Halacha LaMaisa, okay? That's Tosis Chiddush and Dal Manaf. He happens to close, though, with Akasha, that we do find sometimes, he says in Shas, we do find sometimes, he says, very interestingly, he points out, LaMaisa, that there are a few Gemaras that seem to imply, Halacha LaMaisa, that even when they're Sosar one another, it seems to be the Tanoim that we always subscribe to as being Yesh Eim LeMikra Tanoim, say Yesh Eim LeMesorah. So that Tosis left as Akasha. Okay, so that's number nine. That's the second Tosis, Dir Maska Kula on Dal Manaf. That's nine. Again, Tosis Mechadesh, that the whole Machlois Yesh Eim LeMesorah is when they're sold to one another. You got to choose one or the other. Right? But if you can do both, they will do both. As long as you're not sold to one another, do both. Problem is that the Tanaim that are presented here that hold Yeshem LeMikra, LeMaisa, when there's a contradiction, there are other places where they hold Yeshem LeMesorah. So he left that as a kasha. Okay, that's nine. Ten. What did Tosis say in Dir Maskil Vishtayim? It's a little cut off. Ushtayim. And the din of Kapara Bichti Lo Ashkechon. So Tosis said an amazing thing, that the Gemara says, Beferish LeMaisa, that according to Beis Shammai, two are makif. Two are makif? Three should be makif. Three sprinklings should be makif. Because kapara bichti lo ashkechanan. You can never get a kapara unless you do an action. So that's a svara. So Mestama Beis Shammai holds to that svara, plus the other two drushes of karnos. So that comes out to three. How can you tell me Beis Shammai only says two as makif? Tosis asks, it should be three. Like we find that Beis Hillel subscribes to that concept as well, kapara bichti lo ashkechan. So Tosis gave two terutzim. Let's get it. Number one, Tosis says, Beis Shammai doesn't hold in the svara. Kapara bichti lo ashkechan. Amazing. Tosis defies the svara. He doesn't hold kapara bichti lo ashkechan. He doesn't hold in the svara. He denies the svara of kapara bichti lo ashkechan. Meaning that what? Halacha l'maaseh, you don't have to do something. So only two are makir. That's one. That's the first terutz. And then the second terutz is that he holds of the concept, kapara bichti lo ashkechan. He holds of the concept, Beis Shammai. He holds of the concept of kapara bichti lo ashkechan, but he says, the blood that's left over in the kli, which we call what? Shvichos, damim liyasod. The blood that's left on the kli, you sprinkle on the what? The altar. Any blood that's left over, that you're going to do anyway. So that's how you'll fulfill the din of doing actions. So lamaisa, he says you won't fulfill that through sprinkling. You'll throw that through the blood that's left in the kli. You'll pour it, plus the two sprinklings are ma'akev. So it comes about two fundamental days in Tosis as to whether Beis Shammai denies the principle of kapara bichti lo ashkechin. According to the first day of Tosis, he denies it. According to the second day of Tosis, he holds of it. And how are you fulfilling it? Through the what? Through the blood that's left over in the kli we pour on this path. Okay, so that answers number what? Number 10. 11. What did the Paras Yosef ask on Tosis? Parat Yosef. The Parat Yosef asked on Tosis, he said, doesn't understand. If you don't sprinkle any blood on the Mizbeach, then there's no Shficha Shiarim. There's no blood left in the Kli. The blood left in the Kli is only if you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. But if you didn't sprinkle blood on the Mizbeach, you can't automatically assume this God is going to be what? Blood left over the Kli. Blood is left over the Kli only when you do a Zrika. So like Tosis says, oh, I always have this autopilot that there's blood left over in the kli. There's only blood left over in the kli when you do Shrika. That was the Parat Yosef's Kasha. And what was the Mahalach that we said to answer it? Oh. So we said from the Shura of David Parvarsky Mishin the Briska Rov that the Gemara has a possibility in Zvokam Lamadalan and the Beis that even Zrika that's a psul, you can make Shiroim. Meaning you can throw something on the Mizbeach, even though you're not Mechuyev, and the blood that's left over the clay becomes Shirayim. Even though the sprinkling you did is Pasul, but the blood left over in the clay becomes Shirayim. Even though the Zrik itself is Pasul. And in that sense, Kapara will be Chal. And Reb Shlomo Berman Zatza'al adds on, he says, Allah Lamaisa, that the din of Kapara Bichdi Lo Ashkechinen, we know that Zrika works in order to make it Shirayim. But here the Zrika what? Here the Zrika has to be part of the Avodas HaKorban. Here the Zrika is not part of the Avodas HaKorban. Lamaisa, it's just a Hechitimsa. I'm just sprinkling in order to get a Shirayim. So Mehechitimsa, there should be a Chalosh Kapara on it. What's the din? So Lamaisa, he wants the Taina, Halach Lamaisa, that that's why we need the Afusa Achas La'akev. That the Zrika itself is what? Is Mechaper. The Zrika itself is considered to be Mechaper. So in other words, even though Lamaisa, you don't have to do it, but the truth of the matter is that as long as it's done as a Hechitimsa, that's enough. But we said that Brisker Rav against Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim says in Nukos Maisa Karbonis Perikyut Tess, that only a Zrika that has Galois creates Shirayim, not a Zrika Baalma. So on that, Reb David Parvarsky said, because it's still Lechachila, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. Since there's a mitzvah Lechachila, that's enough to make it enough of a Galois to create a Din Shirayim. So again, the Pari Yosef asked Antares, what do you mean you're going to have blood in the Kli? You only have blood in the Kli that's left over, you do a Zrika. There's no, you didn't do the Zrika. Why do you assume always the mice are going to have blood in the Kli that you can always pour on the Mizbeach? That only makes sense if there's a Zrika. So the Briskerov said, the Dover Pavarsky said in the Briskerov, he said the Gemara is not possible, even a Zrika Psul, even a Zrika that you don't need creates a Shirai, and that's how Shmuel Berman was Basber, as long as that creates a Kapar, that's enough. But that's against Reb Chaim. The Briskerov is going to be against his father, Reb Chaim. Because Reb Chaim says Shirayim is only created with the Zrika that is Chalois. The Terence it is that. It has a Chalois. It has a Chalois, at least a little Chachila Lamaisa, you would always do it. Maybe you don't have to do a Likuba, but there's an Indian Chachila to do it. And that's enough to create a lot of Chalois of the blood left in the Kli. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, that answers number what?
Can you explain, who's
Shlomo Berman Zatzal adds on. He adds on that the reason why it could be a kapara lemaisa is apparently you would have thought that only in a zrika that's needed as one of the avodas hakorban would give you a kapara. So lemaisa, how could it work if there's a zrika is tame or zrika that's just to create a hechitimsa of shirayim? He says yes, you will get a kapara as long as you get a kapara. That's enough to give you what to give you a chalos shirayim. Halacha lemaisa, that's enough. That's enough to give you a Chaloshi Rhyme. Even though Lamaisa, let's say, and that's what we said, Halacha Lamaisa, it's against Reb Chaim, but at least it's a L'Chachila to do it. At least it's a L'Chachila, something that there's something gained out of it. Shirayim can be created as long as there's something gained from your Zrika. I might not be a Chiyu, but at least it's a L'Chachila. That's enough.
Reb Chaim said,
you can never have Shirayim if the Zrika you did has no Chalois. That's what he said. So here we're saying the Zrika has a chalois. At least he'll fulfill a mitzvah l'chachilu. And that's enough to create a chalois. Okay? So you're always going to what? You're always going to put into motor the notion of what? The blood that's left over in the Kli. Even though halach l'maisi didn't do a Zrika, and I always can do a Zrika. And that Zrika will create some type of kapara which allows the blood left in the Kli to become Shirai.
So how do we answer Rav Chaim? We say here there is a chalois?
Yeah, there's a chalois because you're fulfilling a mitzvah l'chachilu. There is a chalois. Okay, that answers number one.
Where do you get the blood from?
The blood's when you shechted the animal. Right? There are four avodas we stressed. What were the four avodas? Shechita, Kabbalah, the blood goes in the Kli, Holacha, taking the Kli in the Mizbeach, and what else? And then Zrika. Those are the four avodas, okay? So you're always going to have the blood in the Kli. The question is, did you do Zrika? So if you didn't do Zrika, do the Zrika, Lamaisa. Do the Zrika to create Shirayim. That's the chiddush that we're pointing out.
What is the Parah Yosef's question then?
The Parah Yosef is saying that Tosus assumes as an autopilot that you always have blood in the Kli for Shiari Mizbeach. So that will always create some Kapara for you. That doesn't create a Kapara for you unless you do a Zrika. There's no validity. There's no legitimacy to having Shiraim of a blood in the Kli unless it was off a Zrika. Like Tosus automatically assumes it's always good. What do you mean it's always good? If you don't do a Zrika, you're not going to create a Shiraim. So that's the problem. So the answer is that do the Zrika. You can always do a Zrika create a Chalos. But I thought the Zrika has to have Chalos to create Shirayim. It has a Chalos. You'll gain some Kapar, at least on a Chakilu level. That's the lumbness. That's why the Briskerov is not against Reb Chaim. Zach, you got me?
Yeah.
Okay, that answers 11. 12. What's the Gemara at? Let's get it now, guys. 12. This is straight up in the Gemara. What does the Gemara ask? Everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra. What is the clinching raya, at least in the first stage of the bottom of an aleph, that everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra from the din of Bishul Basar B'Cholof? The Gemara says in the bottom of Daven Aleph, straight up, it says, you know what? Everyone's got to hold Yeshem LeMikra. You know why? Because it's Isra Basar B'Cholof, not Chalof. Cholov means what? Yesh Eim LeMikra. Cholov means Yesh Eim LeMikra. That's what the Gemara says, Beferish. So since it means Yesh Eim LeMikra, we know that it means what? Iker Mashmos Akroi is with the Nikur Cholov. So you see from here that everyone holds Yesh Eim Le what? Yesh Eim LeMikra. That was the clinching kash. Elikuliyama Yesh Eim LeMikra. Okay? Now, the Chiddushi Aran pointed out, please get that in this question, why is it more... Why is it more mistaber to fit that way than the other way, Lamaisa, right? That's what we said, right? Chiddush Aran says, Mechitesi the Mefarsh the Mesorah to be what? That Yeshem LeMesorah is Chaylev and the Yeshem LeMikra is Chalov. Remember we pointed out? Why does the Gemara assume that? That the Mesorah is going to plug in to be Chaylev and the Kri is going to be Chalov. The Gemara just assumed that. Remember we said that? That line in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara assume that? So the Chiddush Aran said the following. He said, Halacha Lamaisa, that it's going to be both. The Kasha is, Yochel B'Chelev Nami Yasun, Moshe Notzi Chelev, El Yavo Shneim. Because which one are you going to exclude? You have to, we know, we have a Mesorah, guys. There's an Isra Basar B'Cholof. We have a Mesorah that it's Basar B'Cholof. So the Chiddush Aran was saying, the Gemara was saying, both will be an Isra. Both will be an Isra. But the bottom line is that what you have to what? You have to say that aim, everyone must hold Yeshem LeMikra. That's how the Chiddush Aran said. The Chiddush Aran learned Pshat. He says, Mehecha Teisa the Farsha Masaris B'Cholof Chelim Tfei Mechalof. Therefore the Kash is Yachob Chelim Namiye Yasser. We shouldn't exclude one and the other. But it's clear proof that the Mikra is referring to what? Referring to milk. And therefore everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So the Chiddush Aran learns the Gemara, and that's the clincher, the middle stage, that now we turn everything about. All of Dalam and Aleph, we held what? There's a machloikish Yeshem l'mikra, Yeshem l'mesorah. Now the Gemara says, no way. Everyone holds Yeshem l'mikra. Because basa b'chalav. Because how else can you have basa b'chalav? That's the pshat l'maisa we want to suggest. That's the Chiddush. Okay? That's what the Aran wants to say. Beautiful pshat l'maisa. He makes this drasha. And that's how he makes the drush. It fits in very beautifully. Because the Chiddush Aran says, the kasha is, we should be marbe, this lavash, af pechel kamo b'cholof. That's what the Gemara wants to say, this Chiddush. Okay, good. So that's the kasha l'maisim. That's the kasha of the Gemara. And he says, we should be marbe, lavash, af pechel kamo b'cholof. Okay, like we find later. And the Gemara says, yeshem l'mikra. Therefore, only cholof is asur. That's how the Chiddush Aran says. But the truth of the matter is, the Gemara should asur both. But you see, everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra, and that's the pronunciation to be what? To be Cholov. Okay. That answers number what? That answers number 12. 13. On Daf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara holds Yeshem LeMikra. Okay, it's a little cut off there. Yeshem LeMikra. Everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra. So how do you mazbar all the machloikasim again? So let's go one at a time. 13. How do you mazbar Rebbe and the Rabbanan? Rebbe holds you need what? 5. Rabbanan say you need 3. Why? What is Yarshiyun according to Rebbe? Yeshem LeMikra. Yarshiyun Elohim. That's 2. The other Elohim is what? 2. Most based in Shekels, 5. What do the Rabbanan say? What does Yarshiyun mean? Yarshiyun means the same Elohim. So one Elohim was 1. The other Elohim is 2. And that's it. Shekels, 3. And as Johnny said, in Dorshin Tchilus, we don't Dorsh the first Elohim. Okay, in Dorshin Tchilus. Okay? The Heach Koi. That's exactly what it means. Heach Koi. Talking about the same one. So that answers number what? Poshet. That's Poshet, guys. That answers number what? Number 13. 14. How does the Gemara Masber, the Shita Beis Hillel, whether you hold Yeshem LeMikra? Let's get this, guys. What is the din of Beis Hillel that holds Yeshem LeMikra? Because on Amarav, he held Yeshem LeMesorah. So the Gemara says like this. Beis Hillel is of the opinion, Halacha l'maisa, that the arba matanos that we said by chatas are not ma'akev, right? The only one that's makiv is only one of them. What is that based on? On a marav pesil hel yeshem lemisora. What does he hold on him in base? He holds yeshem lemikra in general. But the Gemara says the following. Let's get it. We want to know the chatas achitzona. The chatas achitzona that is offered. How do you know that one zrik is makiv? Do you model that after all the other karbonos that are makriv than the mizbeach akutz? The mizbeach and the chayshis? Where one is makiv? Or do you model the chatas achitzona after the chatas apnimius, which all four are makiv, or all of them are makiv? That's the two questions the Gemara poses. And the Gemara answers, the Brisa says, you know what? Let's think about it. He says, chutz michutz is better. Halacha l'maaseh. So why is chutz michutz better? He points out very beautifully, because we're dining chutz michutz. We don't want to dine chutz mipnim. So maybe we should compare the other karbonos to the chatas achitzona. Okay? Or the other possibility is, you know what? They're both chatases, so why not compare the chatases? Halacha l'maaseh. Why not compare the chatases? Right? And also, Lomaisa, you see that they're both chattas in that sense, and that makes sense. He says, "Don chattas the arba karnos, the chartam the arba karnos." And don't compare karbonos that don't have what? Don't have, they're not chattases. So the Gemara says, basically, the truth of the matter is, you could go what? You could go either way. Now, the Gemara said, which seems to be more mistaber? Which seems to be more mistaber, halacha lomaisa? So it seems to say, the Gemara says, well, it would be more mistaber to go to compare chatas mechatas. And therefore, we would say what? We would say all of them would be makif. Why don't we? Because it says v'kipir, 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 which tells me what? Do three, it's good. Do two, it's good. Do one, it's good. So you see, at the end of the day, it's good. Halacha l'maaseh, so one is good with a chatas achitzona according to Bissel. Not because of yeshem u'mesora, but because of yesh, because of the special drasha of kapara, kapara, kapara. But the truth of the matter is that what? To other karbonos, it's only similar to one thing, right? The other thing is, to compare it to chattas, it's so many two things. Number one, it's a chattas, and number two, the arba karnos. So I would have thought to compare it after chattas and panemius, then all four would be makif. No, the plus is keeper, keeper, keeper. So that's number what? That's number 13, that how we know that Basilil holds also, Allah, I'm sorry, that's 14, how we know Basilil holds Yesh'aim l'mikri, doesn't hold Yesh'aim l'mesorah. And he happens to hold one is makif, not because of Mesorah at all. Okay, that's 14. 15. How is the Gemara Masbid Machoz of Shimon the Rabbanan now that everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra? Okay, let's plug it in. Everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra. The problem is, do you need a pasuk for Schach? So if everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra, what do you got? You got six sukkahs. Sukkah, sukkah, sukkahs. You need one of them for what? Introducing the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. That puts you down to four. Chisel down four, halacha l'moshe Messiah, three in a tefach. That's Reb Shimon. Because Schach, according to Reb Shimon, doesn't need a pasuk. What about according to the Chachamim? Schach needs a pasuk. So you have six, sukkah, sukkah, sukkahs. Two's taken off for the mitzvah, Shiva Gufo, Yeshiva Sukkah. Get this, we said? The word sukkah means schach. Remember we stressed that? Of the four left, take one of them for schach. You're left with three. Chisel down, halacha l'moshe Messiah, three to two in a tefach. That's how you work it according to who? According to the Rabbanan. Please get that. We stress that, remember? Because you had six down to four, because the one of them is used to introduce the mitzvah, but you sliced out four to three because the word sukkah itself means schach. So I only need one of those four to tell me the mitzvah of schach. Then I'm down to three, chiseled down to what? Two and a tefach. Okay? Yosef, you got it? We said that the chiddush was, is you don't use up a complete two for schach. Because the word sukkah means schach. So if you want to introduce the mitzvah of schach, you only need one of those.
But it says the word sukkah three times, and each one is
two. Right, it's six. So you need one of the three words. You go from six to four to introduce the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. But when you talk about the mitzvah of schach, you splice and only need one.
Why is each one two things?
Sukkahs, because yeshem lemikra. Sukkahs, sukkahs, sukkahs. Two plus two plus two.
Oh, it's all sukkahs.
Right, it's all sukkahs. Right, but I'm saying one of the schach, you only need one of them. You follow me? So therefore you're down to three and you chisel down to two and a tefach. Okay, that's 16. We stress that. 17. What does the Gemara ask about whether there's a Tana? So the Gemara's going along beautifully. Everything's working out well. Yeshem le mikra, yeshem le mikra. And then the Gemara says, no way. Stuck again. There's another Tana that holds Yeshem L'mikra. You have the audacity to tell me all the Tanaim in the world hold Yeshem L'mikra? I just dig up a Tana that holds Yeshem L'mikra. Who's that Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel says, how do you know the Arba Batim in the Tefillin?
We did 16.
I'm sorry? We didn't do 15. I'm sorry, 15. Thank you, Ben. 16. How's the Gemara Mazda Nachustin Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbana when everyone holds Yeshem L'mikra? Gemara says, beautifully, everyone holds Yeshem L'mikra. Rabbi Kiva says, Nefoshos. Tarte Mashri, Mistara for V's for many Mason. What do you do according to the Rabbanon? They also hold Yeshem L'mikra now. Nefashos Ba'alma. Meaning what? What does it mean? You cannot be Metame to Mace anybody. If you're a Kohen, you can't be Metame to anyone except for a Mace Mitzvah, we said. I don't care who it is. Halacha L'maisa. You remember we said that? Halacha L'maisa, we said you cannot be Metame for any Mace. Except for what? Except for a Mace Mitzvah. Okay? Except for a Mace Mitzvah. Kohen Gola can't be Mitami for anyone, remember? For any relative, except for a Mace Mitzvah. Kohen can do for relatives. Allah Lamaisa. A Nazar cannot do for relatives. Nazar and a Kohen Gadol are the same. Remember we discussed that? What happens if you're walking on the street and a Kohen Gadol and a Nazar see a Mace Mitzvah? Who does it? Remember we said that? You put clue that in this question. Machleis Tanar, Melazar, and Chachamim, Memzayan, and Mace, and Nazar. How do we paskin? The Nazar does it. Because the Kohen Gadol's Kiddush is permanent. The Nazar is temporary. Frecht what? Frecht the Shagasari, the Tyson Yudbez and Mesa says the Kohen can be elected and removed. So it's not permanent. What was Reb Chaim's Teretz? Reb Lichtenstein wrote it up the Rav's farm in Vodas Yom Kippurim on Yuma that there's Svei Dinim in the Kiddush of the Kohen Gadol. One emanates from the Mashiach that's poured on him. That's permanent. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. And then there's a second track of Kiddush that comes from the appointment. That's not permanent. That's not permanent. But here it says the fashos. The Rabbanan say you're not allowed to mitame to anyone in the world. Halacha
l'maisa. Which part is permanent? The oil part?
The oil part is permanent, correct. The Kedushas Minui is not permanent. So that's what the Mishnah said. Okay, very good. Thank you, Ben. That's 16. But everyone told Yeshem, we're going along, great. Yeshem L'mikra. Gemara says, no way. We dug up a Tana old Yeshem L'mikra 17. Who's the Tana old Yeshem L'mikra? Rabbi Shmuel. Zok Rabbi Shmuel. He says, Latotafos three times in the Torah, two in Shmos, right? Sorry, one in Shmos and two in Dvarim. Latotafos three times. It's Chasser, correct? Two times it's Chasser, one time it's Male, right? Remember we said in our Torah, remember we said there are two, remember we point out two? In our Torah, it seems it's against that, okay? But Lamaisa, we said that, we said the Rashman, all Chuvan and Halacha Lamaisa. But for the Gemara assumes, Halacha L'maisa, one of them was Male, right? Which means two. The other twos are what? The other twos are Chasser. And therefore you find the Pharisees 2 plus 1 plus 1 is 4. So you need Arba Batim in the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So you see old Yeshem L'msor. Rabbi Kiva says you don't need that. What do you mean you don't need that? Rabbi Kiva says you don't need that. Because he says in Tat and Kaf is 2. And Pat and Afaki means 2. So it means it's 4. I know it anyway. And Enot Tsar... No, there are four compartments in the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Oh. Four compartments, and that's how the four are placed in there, okay? That's how the four... Remember, we commented on that word Enot Tzarech, you remember? The Tosfos Chachmei Anglia pointed out, what does it mean, Enot Tzarech? Pointed out very nicely, he said that Tosfos Chachmei Anglia mashma that Lamaisa, if you could make the drasha, Rebbe Kivol Jeshem Lamikra. What do you mean, Ainot Tzarech? He doesn't subscribe to the whole thing. It means, even according to you, Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need it. That's what he meant to say. The Yad Ramah says, I mean, Ainot Tzarech means you don't have to be durst the whole thing from all the psukim. It's one enough, one pasuk is enough. You're in all three totafos. That's what Ainot Tzarech meant. But that Gemara turns everything about face. We're going along, everyone smoothly, Yeshem L'mikra, everyone Yeshem L'mikra, forget about it. Rabbi Shmuel is Yeshem L'misora. That's 17. 18. Okay. 18. What does the Gemara say that Pshat Chadash? Why? When is there a Machlok Yeshem L'mikra Yeshem L'masora? Muvasesas al Isra Basar B'chol. Oh. So the Gemara comes up with a whole new cloud. Let's get the cloud. That the Machlok Yeshem L'mikra Yeshem L'masora has been resurfaced. There is a Machlok, but that's only when there is a difference between how you actually see Yeshem L'mikra Yeshem L'masora. But in the Kedesh of Lotavaso Kedi Bachalei Vimo, if the letters are exactly the same. If the letters are exactly the same, then everyone holds Yeshem L'mikra. The Machlokas is when the actual spelling will be different. If you hold Yeshem L'mikra, Yeshem L'masora, Yonah. When the spelling will be different. When the spelling will be different, L'maisa. Yonah, you got this year 7? You got it? We're in 6:1, 18. When the spelling will be exactly what? We're in 6:18. That's 7. If the spelling is exactly the same, everyone knows Yeshem Lemikra. Therefore, we hold Yeshem Lemikra that's Basar Bechalov. That's considered to be Basar Bechalov. That's 6, and this is 7. Okay? So that's what the Gemara comes up with, a whole new cloud. Okay? Fine. That's number what? Number 6, 18. 19. What does the Gemara ask from the din of Alila Regal? They're identical words. The identical letters. Yira, Yeroa. Identical letters. And we still have a machlaikis. What's a machlaikis? Yochanan ben Dahavoy quotes Rebutim and Tehman that if someone's blind in one eye, is pata from Re'iyah. Because it says, Shenemar Yira, Yeroa. Kederach Shabar, Baliros, Baliros. Right? Hashem sees with two eyes, Kaviyachol, anthropomorphism. So too what? Hashem appears before the man, Lamaisa, with two eyes as well. So someone is one-eyed is Pater from Aliyah Lerego. Come argue and say not to it. What is that predicated on? Yesh Eim Le what? Yesh Eim Le Mesorah. That's exactly what it's predicated on. Yesh Eim Le Mesorah. I thought we just said no one holds Yesh Eim Le Mesorah if the letters are identical. You see that that's wrong. You see that's mamish wrong. That the machlokes exists even when the letters are exactly the same. So we have a machlokes. What did you say? When you say the pasuk lemaisa, there will be what yeh ra'eh, right, in yireh lemaisa. That's the mesorah lemaisa. So you, the way you can plug it in is the way we said it is that yireh will be what, right? The way you read it is what yeh ra'eh is what is the yeh ra'eh ben is the mikra, yireh is going to be the mesorah. Okay, but nonetheless, you see that it's a machloikis. Okay, so the Gemara, that's number what? That's number 19. And then lastly, 20, the Gemara throws its hands up there. Guys, I want you to get this, okay? I might do it as all one question. You get the Shakla Vitaria. What's number 20, the Maskana? What's the end of the day? The end of the day is there is a Machlokas all over. There is no doubt. There is a Machlokas all over, Halacha L'maisa. And the only reason why I know Basar Bechalov means what, milk and not fat, is because of what? Because Derech Bishul Asur Torah, done. Derech Bishul Asur Torah. That's the Echreach of Derech Bishul Asur Torah. Okay? So that's the Echreach that Derech Bishul Asur Torah. And that's the Echreach there. I know it's Derech Bishul, so it's got to mean what? It's got to be milk, because if it's fat, that'd be frying. We'll get to the details of that now. But Lamaisa, I want you to get it. So if I would ask you to say, to overview of the whole daf, how would you overview the whole daf by Yeshem the Mikra, Yeshem the Mesorah? You know how I would say it? I would say it the Gemara in the beginning of Dalet Amah presents this machlokes of Yeshem the Mikra, Yeshem the Mesorah. And there's a Mora, one of the Halakha Moroim, I forgot, remember who said it, made a list of these are the following Tanaim that say Yeshem the Mikra, but are those who argue hold Yeshem the Mesorah. And we learned Tyson that says that the machlokes only when they're mutually exclusive when they're social to one another. If you can do both, you'll hold them both. Then the Gemara at the bottom of Dalmav says, no way. Everyone holds Yeshem Lemikra because of Basar Bechalov. There is no time in the world that holds Yeshem Lemesorah. And because of that, the Gemara reworks all the Machloikas, which we did. No one holds Yeshem Lemesorah. Everyone holds Yeshem Lemikra. So the Manam thought Yeshem Lemesorah, you got to come up with a new Hezbollah. Then the Gemara says, that's wrong. Rabbi Shmuel proves that there is a time of Yeshem Lemesorah. If there's a time of Yeshem Lemesorah, what's the Machloikas? The Machloikas is only when what? The Machloikas is when the letters are different. But when the letters are identically the same, everyone holds Yeshem Lemikra. Then the Gemara says that's wrong as well. Even when the letters are identical from Aliyah Leregel, there's a Machlokes Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesorah. And that's how the Gemara concludes. The bottom line is there's a Machlokes Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesorah all over the place. And the only reason why we know it's Chalov and not Chalev is not because of what? Even the Yeshem Lemesorah, Tana will say it has to mean Milker because they're official also Tiger. That's the end of the day, lock, stock, and barrel. Okay? I want you guys to get it, okay? Just the shock of the target, chlor. I mean, you should get, we got to get everything. But that's the shot, that brings us to Talmud. That's 20. We just finished 20:21. Let's go. The man echlikut tigun kibishul. There is a machlokis in the poskim, in Yordea, halacha lemaisa, we said, piskei tshuva. There's an issue to cook basar b'chalav together, kosher meat and kosher milk. What happens if you fry it together? What's the din? What's the din of frying it together? So machlokas in the poskim and this is the Raisa. This might depend on the machlokas Rashi Tosis right here. We said, according to Rashi, We said that tigun is daf kibishul, and therefore will not be an issue of yoraisa. Because chaylev is fat, that would be tigun. You know, butter, fats, that's frying. Mashenke in the Yesh Beforshim, the Tosus quote, says that tigun is kibishul. And therefore, in the Hilchos Bas Mechalev, I want you to know it's a machlekes. We did a bunch of areas. Hilchos Shabbos, tigun is kibishul. Right? What about by Hilchos Korban Pesach, Lamaisa? Remember we said by Hilchos Korban Pesach? We said Halacha Lamaisa, that's considered to be a special ribui. Tigun is kibishul. By Bishul Akum, we said also it's a problem. You can't have a goy fry food for you. Can't fry an egg for you. Okay? So we covered, how many areas did we cover just now? Four. I think we had five, didn't we? We had Hilchos Basar B'chol of Yordea, Hilchos Shabbos 2, Hilchos what? Basar Bishul of Korban Pesach, Bishul Akum. Didn't we have a fifth? I thought we had a fifth. No? You have to check. We have to check the notes. No, we didn't have a fifth one in the area where Bishul comes up in Halacha. Thought we had a fifth one. Okay, fine. That answers number 21.
Yesh Beforshim
says a completely different shot. Yesh Beforshim says because the Torah only would ask for something that on its own would be mutter. Milk on its own is mutter.
Bishul is.
Why did that Yesh Beforshim not say like Rashi? Because he held Tigun is kibishul. Rashi held Tigun is lav kibishul. The Yesh Beforshim says Tigun is kibishul. That's why I had to stand on his head and come up with a whole new shot. And that being that what? That being that you have it there, Ben? Was there a fifth one? I thought there was a fifth one. Zach, you have that? I thought there was a fifth category. Okay. Forgot already.
Dom.
Excellent, Ben. Dom. Dom Shabishlu. Excellent. Dom Shabishlu, according to Tyson, this is the Rabbana. According to Rashi and Ram, it's a Chiv Karis. Still remains a Chiv Karis. Tyson Menachos Chafal from an office, Dom Shabishlu, the Rabbana. Whatever you fry blood, fry the blood. Don't cook it. If you fry the blood, or it's in this is the Rabbana. It depends on the Shire. Mistamu, we would say Tikkun is kibishul.
So what are the five things? Korban Pesach, Bishul Akum, Dam, Bishul on Shabbos.
Yordaya, Basu Machal, Hilchos Shabbos, we say Tikkun is kibishul, everyone agrees. Korban Pesach, it's definitely kibishul, it's an Isser. Bishul Akum, it's definitely Asser. And Dam, if you would cook or fry blood.
What's the Yordaya one?
Basu Machalov. Basu Machal, Yordaya. That's Basu Machal, Yordaya. Went out to study for Yordaya. Gotta learn Basu Machal, Tarubis, Dani, forget about the accounting. They tell you to go to Smichin. Go to Smichin. All right, let's go. 22. All right, you ready? Let's go, guys. You ready? Let's go, guys. 22. What's the machlokes Rashi Taisus about, you know, kederach she what? Kederach she baliros. We had a very interesting machlokes on this. Rashi says that the drush is that just like our Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to see kaviyachol anthropomorphism, right? Remember he quoted a pasuk, Eni Hashem lekacha? Yeah, ba. The Torah says, you know what anthropomorphism is? You give human attributes to the Avishter. Even though the Rambam says, anyone who says that Hashem has a physical body is an apikiris. Remember we said the Raivin in Hilchos Tshuva says there's a Shitin Rishon that says like that. But we don't accept that Raivin. We don't believe Hashem has a physical body. If someone does, you're an apikiris, the Rambam says. So that's what anthropomorphism is. So Rashi quotes, that just like Hashem comes to see Kaviyachol with two eyes, so too, Allah Lamaisa Kach Abata Liros. You also come to be seen with two eyes. You appear in front of him in order to see him. You appear in front of him in order to see him. That's what Rashi said. Okay? That's what Rashi said. Tyson says, I don't like this pshat. Please get it. Tyson, the Tyson Rashi says, I don't like this pshat. That means Yira is going on a Shem, which is very strange. Because we want the Pasuk what? Yira is going on a Shem and Yira is going on human beings, men. The Lashon is Masha that both are going on men. So Tysus didn't like that. And what was the second Kasha Tysus? We don't like the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ba. Hashem is coming. Hashem stays in the Makom HaMikdash. So those are the two Kashas that Tysus had. Because of that, Tysus argues strongly on Tysus. Tysus argues strongly on Rashi. What does Tysus say? Tysus says the Gersa is the opposite. Kederach Sheba Leros Kach Bo Liros. Meaning, just like human beings, men, come to appear in front of Hashem, to appear, you know, to the Shechina, Shezo Yeroa, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees you with two eyes because you're appearing in front of the Abishter, meaning the man is the point of reference, right? Remember we stressed that man is the point of reference. So too, when you go, Lamais, you'll see him with two eyes, and that's the Yirah. So the point of reference, according to Tosfos, is always what? Is always, bless you, is always the man, and that's what he fits much better. That's what Tais wanted to say. So Nachamo, according to Rashi is, like Hashem coming to see you, right? Lamaisa, and the other part of it, according to Rashi, is what? Is that you come to what? You come to appear, Lamaisa, in front of Hashem. So it's first Hashem, and then it's man. You don't want Hashem traveling. A boy is always in the Makom Mikdash. The second kasha, the first kasha was, it seems like it's always talking about man. Tosfos flips the whole thing and says that it means as follows. It means it's just like you appear, Lamaisa, in front of the Shekhinah. The point of reference is man, because Hashem sees you with two eyes. So too, Lamaisa, you'll see Hashem with your two eyes. That's what it means, Yireh. Okay, good. So according to Tosfos, it starts off, Yireh, Lamaisa, and then it's Yireh. That's according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, it was Yireh, then Yireh. Okay? So the Mesorah, Ben, I said the Mesorah was Yireh, and the according to Rashi, and the Mikra is Yireh. Okay? Let's get that down. According to Rashi, the Mesorah is Yireh, the Mikra is Yireh. Okay? According to Tosfos, Lamaisa, yeah, that's what comes out, Lamaisa, according to Rashi and Tosfos.
Okay. Isn't it like how Hashem comes to you?
Yes, because Hashem is Shekhin is in the Mekom
HaMikdash. So that's what you do with okay. The Kotzker's board.
Let's see. Let's wait till number 24. Okay? Johnny, you have to describe the kasha. You have to describe it. You can't just say. You got to be clear. Number 23. What's the mark of the Ram that Shekhinah and the Betel will answer your kasha? Now, I'm not sure what the kasha was, but we'll attempt to answer it.
No, the kasha
said. Let's answer 23, and then they'll tell me your kasha. What's the mark of the Rambam that Shekhinah and the Betel? What's the mark of the Rambam that the Shekhinah always stays there? The mark of my mikdash, the Shekhinah. I'm sorry, I forgot to turn off the phone. The Shekhinah never leaves. The Shekhinah never leaves. Leaves. Halacha lamaisa. You follow me? You got this, Klor? The Shekhinah never leaves. Okay? So lamaisa, the Torah, it was my father, but I can't keep it on name. Still can't. The Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. So the word is like this. It says in Brachas, Nunchesimanaf, L'chashem agdulu agvuru, I turn into the hold. What does Netzach mean? Zu Yushalayim. What does Netzach mean? Eternity. Shechina Eina B'Teilu. Never leaves. That's why the Rambam says, you go to the Makom HaMikdash nowadays, you're talking about Meshach Chayv Karis. The Makom HaRambam passes like the Rambam against the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, you're allowed to go, B'Zman HaZeh. The Makom HaRambam says, we pass like the Rambam. And we wanted to suggest and share that the Tosfos is echoing the Rambam. That the Shechina is always there. Don't tell me it's traveling. Okay? Now what is your Kasha, Johnny? From the great cuts of the Rebbe, I don't know what does he say.
Cuts of the Rebbe says, "Where do you find God? Wherever you let Him in."
That's Shavisi Hashem LeNegvi, the Ramah, first yes, Ramah, yes. The first Ramah. Okay, of course Hashem's everywhere, but the Shekhinah, Lamaisa, it's amplified and squared. That's in the Makom HaMikdash. Okay, that answer 23, 24.
It's squared too.
Very good. 20. That's 23. Very good. 24. What is Tosfos asking on the Yesh Meforshim? It's a little cut off, like Abi Basel Bechol, and how do we answer it? Let's get it. Okay, what did the Yesh Meforshim say? What did the Yesh Meforshim say? How do we know? Yeah, how do we know it's Basel Bechol and not fat? We're not Chalav. How do you know it's Chalav? Because Chalav on its own is what? Mutter. You put it together, it's Asr. That was the Yesh Meforshim, Tosfos, Dalin, and Beis. The last Tosfos. The Yesh Meforshim, Derech Bishul Asr, the below Bishul Shari, Vayedei Bishul Asr. The Bishul cause of the Isr. To exclude Chalav, which anyway is awesome. Okay? So Tosfos brought up the sheet of what? There's a sheet that holds Isser Chal Isser. You recall that? Remember we had a sheet called Ein Isser Chal Isser? And then there's a sheet called Isser Chal Isser. Now if you hold Ein Isser Chal Isser, there's an exception to the rule if the second Isser superposed the first one. One of three ways. Either an Isser Kolo, Isser Mosif, or what else? Babas Achas. But there is a sheet that holds Yesh Yisr Chal Yisr. So Tosfos says in Chulin, there is a Gemara in Chulin, in Kufi Gilmbeis, that says, Beferish, that Basar Nevela, cooked Bechalav, is a problem. Halach Lamaisa. And that's learned out from the Pasuk. You don't need a Pasuk Miuchat Asa Basar Nevela Bechalav. There's a din of Yisr, of the Halach of what? There's a Halach of Yesh Yisr Chal Yisr. So therefore, what do we say? We said the whole point of this Gemara is to tell me that how do you know it's talking about chalav and not fat, according to the Yesh Meforshim? Because we're looking for something that Bishul causes the Yisr. Chalav anyway is Asr. So it's got to be talking about chalav. What are you talking about? Maybe there's a din of a Yesh Yisr Chal Yisr, and you don't need a special Pasuk to Asr, Basr, Nevela, what? Bichalav. You don't need it. You learn that from the Pasuk. And therefore, what'd you say?
Bichalav or Bichalav.
No, because the man that holds the din of the man that holds the isser halacha lemaisa is answering something that without bishul would have been what? Would have been mutter halacha lemaisa. So you see, according to the shita of yesh isser chal isser, that it's not true. Lefizeh cholav u'meisa, he says cholav u'meisa. If you have cholav nevela is aser, according to man isser chal isser, and it says beferish you don't need a pasuk. Now what's that talking about? Nevela is something that's aser, even without it. Again, what was the principle of yesh beforshim? That the Torah is asering something that on its own would have been mutter, and the bishul together causes the iser. You see, that's not true according to this Tana. That the pasuk's talking about things that are aser anyway. A nevela with chalav. Nevela on its own is aser. You can't eat it. So you see, beferish though, what that pasuk can include things that are already aser. So maybe it's talking about chalav as well. That's Tosis kasha on this mandam, on this yesh before. That's what Tosis asks. Okay, you got that? In other words, the whole premise of this sheet is that the Torah is talking about two things that are on their own that are mutter. Basar on its own, cholov's mutter. So I know it's cholov's mutter. The bishul together causes it's aser. It's not true according to one Tana. That the pasuk does include things that are already aser. Nevela with cholov is aser. How can nevela with cholov be aser? Yesh yisr chal isr. Let's point out now. You remember the Rambam, the Nekudas Nifla? What was the Rambam, the Nekudas Nifla? The Rambam says, according to the Nekudas Nifla, I have a wondrous point in the Pirush Mishnayos and Krisis. According to the Ma'an Amar, Ein Isser Chal Lisser, if you cook Nevela with Chalav, it's not Chal. Why is it not Chal? Because Basar B'Chalav is an Isser Achil and Isser Hana. And what is Nevela? Isser Achil and Mutter Vana. So I would think that's an Isser Mosef. Kamash Malan, no. Because Isser Hana is Nevela from the Isser Achil. So according to the Rambam, the Ma'an Amar holds Ein Isser Chal Lisser, there is no din of Nevela B'Chalav. It's just us because of Nevela. But we're holding, Tosa's working with the other sheet that holds Yesh Yisr Chal Lisser. If you hold Yesh Yisr Chal Lisser, that means the Pusik's including things that are already usher. So if the Pusik's including things that are already usher, how do you talk about milk? Maybe it's talking about fat. That's Tosa's Kasha. Okay. You got that, Chlor? That's number 20, what? 24. How do we answer that Kasha? Tosa's left that as a Kasha. So we answer the Kasha like this from the Sefer Gur Aryeh. He said a beautiful pshat. He said, there's no way the pasuk could only be talking about chalav. There's no way. Why is that? Because halacha lemaisa, it would not make any sense that only through bishul does it become usher. Because chalav on its own is usher. You don't need to cook it to make it usher. So obviously what the answer to Tuz's kasha is that the pasuk definitely has to be talking about chalav, but that day in Tanaim that holds Yisr Chal Isr holds it can be talking about Chalav and also Chalav. But it first has to be talking about Chalav. Definitely Chalav. Once you say it's talking about Chalav, I can also say that what it includes also Chalav as well. That it's also Usr to cook. But it can't be just Chalav on its own, Zach. You follow me? It's also got to be talking about Chalav. So that's how we save the Yesh Beforshim, based on the answer of the Gur Aryeh. Okay. That answers number 24. 25. What did Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilin HaShas ask on Tyson? How do we answer it? Oh, so what does Rabbi Kiveger ask? Rabbi Kiveger asks a great kasha. There are two types of fat in halacha. One is chayav karis, chalev. What's the other one called? Shuman. That's kosher. However, we usually refer to what under the general overall phrase as shuman being called chalev. So this Rabbi Kiveger in the Sanhedrin Ketana asks, maybe it means chalev. The Torah is saying that chalev, halacha lamaisa, meaning shuman, which is mutter, lamaisa is usher to cook that, lamaisa, maybe that's usher to cook that. Shema terabal lasa chalev zayde bishul bechalev. Maybe that's what it means. Halacha lamaisa. Very interesting. Maybe it's talking about the Torah, what? You want to tell me the Torah only asks things that bishul caused the isser. Frekta bikiveger, maybe it's talking about chalev, meaning shuman. That the Torah only asks chalev on the Karen, so we find a chalev that's mutter without bishul. So maybe the Torah is answering that. Halacha lemaisa. The Torah is answering cook shuman with what? With meat.
Cook is a liquid though?
Yeah. Cook shuman with the meat. Shuman with the meat. Cook the shuman with the meat. Right, cook shuman with the meat.
So we're not dealing with chalav at all.
We're not dealing with chalav. Maybe we're talking about chalav.
Like which means shuman.
Which means shuman, correct.
It's tegan,
What'd you say?
No,
yeah, but we're going like the Shita of Tysus, right? This is a Kash on Tysus. Tysus Tigun is what? Tigun is Kibishel. You know what I'm saying? That's a shtick. That's a good kasha then. But I'm saying first fell in Tysus because Tysus Tigun is Kibishel.
What is Rabbi Kiva saying?
Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking Johnny. He's saying, you know what? Maybe the Torah is saying don't cook kosher fat with the meat. Maybe the Torah is asking Basar,
right.
The cow,
the gedi.
Gedi, yeah, the cow, the gedi, the calf. Correct. Aye, but I thought Tosa's principle was what? The Torah only talk about things on their own that are mutter together. On its own, it is mutter. It's shuman. You're the kasha? Oh, so what do we answer? In the name of the... What'd you say? You got it?
I'm saying, well, I know the answer is like...
The answer is the Beirus Amayim says the Torah, when it refers to stam chelev, it means chelev, not shuman. There's no word shuman in the whole Torah. The Gemara has that. Getting bezim and bez, we said. But chelev in the Torah is referring to chelev yachayev kars for. So it's very hard to assume that it's referring to what? Shuman. And they called it chelev. Okay. Very good, guys. That's 25. 26. Besof talan amar aleph. Why lefi the Mesorah, lefi Rashi, right, is mashma chelev yosher mechalev. You remember we said that we hinted at that in the beginning of Shir. On the bottom of Dalin and Alf, where the Gemara said, oh, everyone's got to hold Yeshem LeMikra, the Gemara assumed, how do you know Yeshem LeMikra? Because the Mikra is Chalof, but the Mesorah is Chalof. So we said like this. We said like this. The beautiful Pshah from the Birka Shai. Please get it. Yeah, why does the Gemara assume as a Dover Poshet Uri that the Mikra is Chalof and the Mesorah is Chalof? Okay? So we said like this. We said, according to Rashi, Lamaisa, because Rashi said Beferish, he said, Ava b'chalov mutter what? Mutter levasha. Tanya chalov imo yachal b'chalov. Perishashi ava b'chalov mutter. What's pshat? Why should I assume that the Mesorah is what? More referring to what? More referring to fat than milk. So we said like this. The whole notion of basa b'chalov is a chiddush. Where's the Gemara? Psachim em dalim and beis. Basa b'chalov is a chiddush. We don't learn it to anywhere else in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a special boxed in din. Each one on itself is okay. And if you soak the milk all day in cold milk, it's also okay. It's only when it's hot, when it's Yatzel lettuce bowl. So if it wasn't for the fact of Yeshem LeMikra, what would I think? What would I think? What's the more Dover Poshin? To say Chalev or Chalev? Chalev. Therefore the Mesorah is what? Chalev. That's why I think the Mesorah is Chalev. Because that's the, we always want to say the more posh thing. You don't want to say a Chiddush. Chiddush is something what? Novel. What does Rav Shekhar point out? Tyson of Amazayim and Avon. What is a Chiddush? Dover Asos is a cloud. Goes against the grain. Excellent, Pinchas. Dover Asos is a cloud. That's the definition of a Chiddush. So if you're going to choose one or the other, choose the more posh. Chalev is already Usher, I know. So maybe that's what it's referring to. Basar B'chalev is a Chiddush. Each one on its own is Mutter. Therefore, I know the Mesorah I would think is Chalev, and the Mikra is what? Basar B'chalev. So if it wasn't for Yeshem LeMikra, I would have thought it's talking about what? It's talking about Chalev, and it's adding a new Isser in Chalev that it's, you know, that it's Bishul. Chalev is Mutter. So I would have thought it never was a problem. So that's how the Gemara knew Halacha L'maisa. You got me, Nachum? The Chiddush Aran learned that, no, the Gemara was saying that they both should be Usser. They both should be Usser. The Kasha was, L'maisa, they should, not that we're excluding what? Chalev. Chalev and Chalev will be Usser, because which one's better? Haman, I'm a Faka. How are you going to exclude one or the other? That's not the way Rashi's learning. Rashi's, we know conclusively. The Mesorah is Chalev, and the Mikra will be Chalev. Ran was saying within the Mesorah, oh, both would be Usser, because why is one better than the other? Oh, that answer's number one. Yishmak, I tell you that, guys. Come on. The Torah. Let's go. Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
Chalev is more Pashit, it's the Mikra.
Yeah, Chalev. No, Chalev is the Mesorah.
Why is it Mesorah? Because it's more Pashit.
Because, what'd you say?
No,
not because it is. You tell me. What do you mean when you say because it is? Because the letters are there, Ben. The letters are there.
The
Masoretic texts. You know what I mean? Mikra, the whole notion of Kriya Sater and reading is like a Chiddush. You follow what I'm saying? Look at the letters. The letters are right there, black on white.
The letters thing.
Okay? I understand that. But the reason why the Mesorah goes with Chalev better is because Al Pitzvar it's less of a Chiddush, Pinchas. That's what I'm saying.
But shouldn't it be the reason why the
No, so Mikra, I'm saying in general, is more of a Mechudish way of reading it. You always want to give deference to what the letters look at. The notion of Yesh Eim LeMikra is more of a Mechudish cloud. We'll get to tomorrow the question of Leonard Aim. Why it said Aim? Remember that? Binyan Av, father. And this was Aim. Remember we discussed that? We have to conclude that tomorrow. Okay. What number are we at now? What number? 26. That was 26, 27. Correct. Thank you. What's the Kasha of Tysus on Dibramaska Aim Dorsh and Shinishra Bakushi? Let's get it. Okay? The end 27. What's the Tysus on Gimel and Mabez Aim Dorsh? You remember that? It was the top Tysus. What was the top Tysus on Gimel and Mabez? You remember? Tysus said there's a bunch of cases where he's uncomfortable with. What do you mean he's uncomfortable with? What are the bunch of cases uncomfortable with? He says, Karnos, Karnos, Karnos. Totavos, Totavos, Totavos. Asara Kohanim. We all Dorsh them Laminyana. Ain't Dorsh and Tchilis. I thought we don't count the first one. Karnos, Karnos, Karnos. You counted. Totavos, Totavos. You counted. You counted that Asara Kohanim, you need to be Poda. Ekdish, remember? In the Mishnah, that base. Why don't you ignore the first one? I thought I endorsed it in Tchilus. We counted it. Tois is blind by Akasha. So what was the teretz that we gave? Margulis Hayam. There's a great sefer on Sanhedrin that in the old days, everyone used the Margulis Hayam. When I was your guy's age, when we learned Sanhedrin, we all used the Margulis Hayam. Small blue sefer. We can't forget the Margulis. He's a great going. So the Margulis Hayam points out I have a teretz to his Akasha. The shame the Imre Tzvi. Rav Reuben Margolius, I think, wrote it. Reb Reuben Margolius. That's who you're asking, correct? Who wrote it? Reb Reuben Margolius, a great guy. So he said, Beferish, he quoted the Imre Tzvi. He says, Totafot, without that word, we would have figured out what's going on. Without Karnos, we would have figured out what's going on. Kapara Bichdi Loshkechan. We know we got to throw things. Also with the word Asara Kohanim. If it would have said, oh, so, we would have figured out that what? That, you know, that there are 10 times it's mentioned. So in other words, you don't need these words. If you don't need those words, then we're Dorsh Leminyana. When you say Dorsh and Tchilis is when what? Is when we told, since they're extra, you can be Dorsh Tchilis. Mashenkin, Elokim, and Sukkis, those aren't extra at all. Therefore, you're not Dorsh Tchilis.
Why is Sukkis not?
It's not extra. It's not extra. Why? I wouldn't have figured it out. The Torah needs to say, you're talking about Sukkah, Lemaisa. They're not extra at all. Elohim's not extra at all either. Yeah, you needed the pot. You wouldn't understand the pasuk without it. So Lemaisa, that's what he wants to say. That you can be Dorish those Minyana because those are what? Those are superfluous. Elohim and Sukkah are not superfluous. Okay, that answers 27. 28. What did Tosfos ask on Dalanim and Beis? Did Masko Danin? And what was the Teretz? What did Tosfos ask on the top of Dalanim and Beis, the top Tosfos? You remember? Tosfos asked the Bam Kashin. He said, there are three karbonos that are used, the Chatas Mipnim. What are the three karbonos? A guy who does what? The Kohen Mashiach that's over Avera B'Shogeg. The Kohen Mashiach. If a Kohen God is over Avera B'Shogeg. Right? What else? Par Helim Dovershul Tzibor. The Beis Din HaGadol made a mistake. Rov Tzibor followed them. They made a mistake. The Psak B'Shogeg. Number three. Siri Avodah Zorah. A Yochid that does Avodah Zorah got for the B'Shogeg. All three of them. All the Matanas are active inside. All four. They're Chattis. And each one has a separate mucker. Why can't you learn them out from one another? Each one has a separate mucker. Since you can't learn them out from one another, then Koshikin, you shouldn't be able to learn Chitzonis from Pnimius. How does the Gemara bring it up as a possibility? How does the Gemara bring it up as a possibility? Remember we said you learn Chattis Mipnim or Chattis Chutz Michutz from the other Kabbonis. Yosef, how do you bring it up as a possibility? Even the Chattos, the three ones inside, each one had its own marker. You couldn't learn out from one another. So Koshkin, how can you learn out the outside from the inside? How do you bring it up as a possibility? That was Tysus Kasha. What's Tysus Teretz? But at the end of the day, all the inner ones what? All the inner ones is Makif. All four Makif. I'm saying, I was embarrassed, guys. I'm saying Ezra McComan this morning in Shul, and it says in Beferis, you need Arba Matanis. I say it every morning. Arba matanas chatos mipnim. Arba matanas are ma'akev. It's beferish in the Ezo Mekoyman. No? Ezo Mekoyman. Right? Says the Shulchan Aruch. We should say the Mishnayis. Ezo Mekoyman. Right? Where does it say it? No, where does it say? Chatas Asibi Yochid. Arba matanas al arba kronos. V'dom and ton arba matanas al arba kronos. Beferish, okay? It's Beferish Mamish in the one in the center, based on the mission. Okay? Alright, let's go. That answers number all. So what's Tosis' answer? At the end of the day, though, all the ones inside are Makiv. If all the ones are inside of Makiv, and we don't distinguish, so then we're not outside from the inside. Why not? If everything is uniform, we don't find that we distinguish it anything inside, so maybe we shouldn't distinguish anything outside either. All Chatosh, everything should be Makiv. Make everything uniform. If everything's uniform inside, make everything uniform outside. Maybe the Chatos that are done outside should be Makiv everything. That's what, bring it up as a possibility. As a possibility. That's what Tosis answers. Correct. Once you say everything inside is uniform, nothing's Makiv, maybe you can learn inside to outside, and everything on the outside should be Makiv. We talk it down in the end of the day. V'chipir, v'chipir, v'chipir. Right? We said that only one is considered Makiv according to Yisil. V'shamit, two is Makiv. Okay, that's 28. And 29. What were the three pshatim of Dam L'mata? You remember that? Remember Rashi quoted three pshatim, believe it or not? What was the... Let's start with the one that Rashi accepts, and which is what? The Sikra. The Chuta Sikra. What was the Chuta Sikra? There was a line that went around the Mizbech, right? So any blood on top is Lamala. The blood has to be sprinkled. Lamala is above the Chuta Sikra. Lamata is below the Chuta Sikra. That's the most prevalent shot of Dam Lamata, Dam Lamala. That's what Rashi likes the best. Rashi sticks with that one, and that was the middle shot. What was the first and third? What was the first and third? The first was Dam Lamatam and Chatas Ha'of. What do you mean Chatas Ha'of? Why is it Lamata? Because the partial, it's the partial later. Lamata meaning the partial later in the Chumash. It doesn't say Kiros over there. It doesn't say the word Kiros, we said. What's the third shot? Dam Lamata is referring to what? The partial of the Asham, which is a later partial where it doesn't say Karnos either. Doesn't say Karnos either over there by Usham. Okay? So Rashi said he thought he liked the first, the middle pshat the best that is referring to the Chuta Sikra. Why did Rashi not like the first pshat about the oath? Because why? Because there's only one sprinkling done for the oath anyway. There's no issue of choosing whether what? Whether how many, there's a bunch and which one's Ma'akev. We know that what Rashi was bothered by that because by the Chata Sof, the Ikar Mitzvah is only Matan Achas anyway. There's nothing really to talk about. Halacha l'maisa. There's nothing really to talk about. So he didn't like the... And l'maisa, we said also the Asham. The Asham l'maisa, he probably didn't like the pshat of the Asham also. He probably didn't like the pshat of the Asham also. L'maisa, why not? Why don't you think he liked the pshat of the Asham? What's wrong with the Asham shot, l'maisa? It's a little difficult, we said. Why didn't he like the Asham shot? It's clear, l'maisa, he didn't like the first pshat of Oaf. But Lamaisa, why didn't he like the Ashim shot? Okay. I guess Lamala Lamata literally means Sukra, you know, above it and below it. You know what I mean? That's what Karnos has to mean, Halach Lamaisa. Now, you wouldn't learn Chatas Bem and Chatas Of, because Chatas Of only has a Matan Achas. Chatas Bem is Arba Matanos. Okay? Okay, Lamaisa, it's interesting. It's an interesting shot. You know, Karnos always implies it's got to be above, because the corner that was on the top. So it's got to be Lamala all the time. If it's dealing with the Chatas. Okay, the answer is number 29. Very good. Let's go, guys. That starts, let's just start Shir 7, number 1. Let's go, guys. Shir 7, number 1. Okay? Let's get it. Okay. Says the Gemara on Hayamid Aleph. What's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos? Halacha l'maisa. If you're a mumchum l'rabim, it's good. If you're a mumchum l'rabim, you can dan afilu yechidi. By yourself for dini momentus, okay? You can judge even by yourself for dini momentus. What's the machlokes Rashi Tosfos? Rashi says, let's get it, that this is identical to Rav Breid Ravika. He holds ein erev parsha same, and therefore it is the same exactly as what? Same exact as Rav Breid Ravika. He holds ein erev parsha same. Tosfos here on the top Tosfos and Hamad Aleph argues and says not true. That this shita holds Eruv Parshiyah Sein, and the whole thing is a Din D'Rabbanan. We have a Kulam in the Rabbanan that you only require one. Based on Hefker, based on Hefker. One is enough. You don't need to have what? You don't need to have three. But this shita can hold Eruv Parshiyah Sein, and we go ahead and we what? We bring it down to what? We bring it down from three to one. Okay? So it's a completely big machlokas Rashi Tosfos whether he.
According to Rashi, would be Mukhaecha would be Deraita?
Yeah, this whole Gemara is the Araisa according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, the whole Gemara here is the Rabbanan. Well said, Uri. Okay? The second difference being is that what? Is this Erev Parshas or not? Rashi says any Erev Parshas, and Tosfos says according to my number Erev Parshas. Okay, that's one. Two, what's the mahalach of the Rav Zatzal by Kiddush HaChodesh? So we pointed out that Lamaisa, the Rav pointed out very beautifully, Tosfos says here on Dav Hei Amid Aleph, he says, if it's the Rabbanan, I got a problem. If this whole Gemara Uri is the Rabbanan, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, a Yachid Munkel Rabin would be good. If it wasn't for a pasuk, they need Moshe Aaron Vahadach. Okay? There's a special Kiddush HaChodesh, you need three for Kiddush HaChodesh. But the Gemara brings up a possibility that one is good enough. If it's only a Takanas HaChodesh, how could one be good enough for Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the Raisa? So Tosfos says, that's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says, that Gemara is going to go to Racha Breda Vika, which one guy is good, Mina Torah. Okay? That's Tosfos' answer. But the Rav said, "This I want to give a different terrace to that Kasha." And the truth is, it's difficult on Rashi too as well. Because he wanted to say as follows. Kiddush HaChodesh is completely different. The requirement to have a Beis Din for Kiddush HaChodesh is Midin representatives of Klal Yisrael. The requirement to have a Beis Din for Kiddush HaChodesh is that you have to be a representative of Klal Yisrael. It's a completely different concept than what we're dealing with here. And that's why he said, according to Rashi, l'chur, it's a problem. Because according to Rashi, even if Yochid Mumcha works Minat Torah, l'maisa, how could it be that it's considered to be Dafka, Mumcha l'Rabin? Minat Torah, it's good. Minat Torah, Rav Acha Brei Ravika says it's good. Remember we said, this Gemara is the same as Rav Acha Brei Ravika. If it's the same as Rav Acha Brei Ravika, l'maisa, why is Mumcha l'Rabin any different? Should be good. So this Kashin Rosh Hashanah is on Rashi and Tosfos as well. So the Rav developed this theory, let's get it, that when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, the Beis Din needed is representatives of Klal Yisrael. Sometimes Sanhedrin HaGadol acts as Midin Sanhedrin HaGadol, and sometimes the Sanhedrin acts as representatives of Klal Yisrael. And the need to have a Beis Din for Kiddush HaChodesh is representatives of Klal Yisrael. That's what we prove from the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva was able to ma'abra shana mechutz l'aretz. How? I thought you can only do it in Eretz Yisrael. How can you be ma'abra mechutz l'aretz? What's the answer? Shalanicha kamosa b'Eretz Yisrael. He was the God Ador. And as long as you're representatives of Klal Yisrael, that can be done. Even what? Even in chutz l'aretz, halach l'maisa. You don't need the makom garden.
Wait, so how does that answer whether one or three?
We're going to get to it, l'maisa. And why do we? What do we say the Gemara says in Sanhedrin? What the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you need the Nasi to agree to this. You need the Nasi to agree with this. And therefore, he's the Askama of what? Of Klal Yisrael. Al-Pi Al-Lachim. And even though the Rambam requires what? The Rambam requires our Kviyas HaMu'adim is from what? It's from Eretz Yisrael. Halacha L'maisa. But as long as it's the Beis Din that's representing Klal Yisrael, they don't dafke have to be what? Dafke nerso, like Rabbi Kiva was able to ma'abra shonim. We pointed out the machloikis thing, the tzlach and the what? The minchos chinuch. What was this machloikis? If Beis Din makes a mistake, it's good, Kiddush HaChodesh. Do you say the same thing by Ibra Shana? Afilu atem mutoyen, afilu atem shogin, afilu atem onsen. Whatever Beis Din says by Kiddush HaChodesh is good. Is that the same thing for Ibra Shana? Machloikis minchos chinuch tzlach. But that's exactly what the Rav said. Don't bring me up this Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Yochid Mumcha L'Rabin for Rosh Hashanah. That's different than Dini Mamanis. When it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, you need the Askama of Klal Yisrael. That's the function of Beis Din. And for that function, according to Rashi and Tosfos, Halacha L'maisa, you need someone like Moshe Rabbeinu. You need someone like the Nasi. You need someone as a representative of Klal Yisrael. It has nothing to do with our Sugya B'Klal. So Tosfos says, I hold Yochid Mumcha L'Rabin as the Rabbanan. What do you bring me up Rosh Hashanah for? Rosh Hashanah is a completely different category. That's representative of Klal Yisrael. So even if I hold Yochid Mumcha L'Rabin as the Rabbanan like Tosfos, the Kasha of Rosh Hashanah doesn't start. And even according to Rashi, the Rav Acha Brei Ravika holds Yochid Mumcha is good. You need someone to Mumcha L'Rabin for Kiddush HaChodesh. Because you need someone who represents Klal Yisrael for the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the Kiddush you want to bring out. Okay, that's number one. That answers number two, three. What's the machlokas Rashi Tosfos? What is the koach? From where does the koach of Atilus Shus from Reish Galusa come up? So Rashi says here on the spot on Hamad Aleph, it came from the Persian government, the Persian king. Hefker Bezin Hefker, the nation had permission from Rishus from the Goyish king. That's what Rashi says beferish. Okay? Rashi says that they had Lashon Asrara, they had Rishus to be Mafkir, the Chachamim, because they were given permission from the Goyish king. And Tosfos, Dir Maskel D'Hacha, said, no way. What's the power of the Exilarch? Who's the Exilarch? Resh Galusa. What's his power from? He's from the male lineage of David HaMelech. The Nasi's from the female lineage in Eretz Yisrael, correct? So we have a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What is the Koach of Netilus Rishus come from? According to Tosfos, it comes from Hefker based on Hefker because the Goyish, a Persian king, let the Chachamim do what they wanted to do to judge Dinei Torah. And according to what? According to the Koach of the Resh Galusa, according to Tosfos, it has nothing to do with the Persian king, non-Jewish king. It has to do that the Resh Galusa came from the Davidic dynasty, from David HaMelech, from the males. Okay? That's a fundamental, what the two shoes come from. Did it come from the what? From Hefker Beis and Hefker through the what? Goyish king, Persian king, that's Rashi. Taisi came from what? The Scharim from Beis David. That's four. I'm sorry, that's three. Four. What's the Nafkamim between Rashi and Taisi? According to the Gaon of David Pavarsky, that's all. Beautiful Nafkamim, the Vilna Gaon says. In the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, Simon Gimel Sifdala, the Roma writes, let's say you're a Dayan, and you got permission from a king, Goyish king. Will that give you Netilus Rishus that if you make a mistake, you're potter from pain? Yes or no? Totally in Rashi and Taisus. According to Rashi, yes. According to Taisus, forget about it. It has nothing to do with the Goyish king. It has to come from the Beis David. There are 2 days in the Roma where the Rishus from the Melech is like Rishus from the Resh Galusa. And will Rishus from a Goyish king potter you from pain if you make a mistake? According to Tosfos, according to Rashi, it will. According to Tosfos, it will not. Because it's not the whole Lomdus is from Beis David, from the Scharim. It has nothing to do with the Goyish kingdom. Okay, that answers number what? Number four, five. What's the horror of the Rav Zatzal and Shtar Siruv Bizman Hazeh? We said, God forbid, if you have a person that's a bad guy, is there a counselor and husband, for example, we said, and Beis Din issues him a subpoena, a Siruv, meaning he refuses to keep coming and coming, so we don't have a real harem nowadays. But, the Rabbanim would announce, he shouldn't get an aliyah and things of that sort. So the Rav didn't understand what's going on here with the Shtar Siruv. Why? The Rav pointed out as follows. The Rav said, according to Tosfos, Halacha Lamaisa, according to Tosfos, Lamaisa, a Yachid Mumcha, L'Rabim Kimikofa, which Tosfos? Dibur HaMaskil, which Tosfos? Dan Afilu Yechidi. What do you need a Beis Din issue a Siruv? You can have an individual Rav issue a Siruv. As long as he's a Mumchal or Abim. That's number one. Number two, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dal, Halacha Yadalet, it seems that, according to the Rambam, only a Beis Din Kavu in Eretz Yisrael or a Resh Galusa has Koach HaKfiyah. Every Yachid Mumcha does not have a Koach HaKfiyah. So according to the Rambam, you never could do it. So the Rav didn't understand the Shtar Siruv that Arbat didn't do Bizman Hazeh from two accounts. Number one, according to what? Tosfos, you can do it on your own. You don't need a Beis Din. An individual Rav that's Mumchal Rav could do it. And number two, according to the Rav, no one can do it. No Beis Din can do it. Unless you have what? Koach of the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. Or you have from the Resh Galusa.
Yeah,
you need a Beis Din Kavua. So the Rav said doesn't understand from both accounts what's going on with the Siruv.
Covering Tosfos' shot.
And the Kfi of Tochacha has nothing to do. That's Kfi of Mitzvahs. That even a Yachid Mumcha can do. That's a different Parsha. Tochech Tochich Samisecha. So the Rav said he didn't understand the basis of people issuing these Shtar Siruvs.
So they don't have
a
Yach Mumchah, you have three, seven, or 11.
Okay, alright, so but he's just saying, Lomaisa, they make such a big deal that a Beis Din has to do it. Beis Din doesn't have to do it, even a Yach Mumchah can do it. That was his tie in, the Rav said. Al Pilam, this doesn't fit Tais, doesn't fit the Rambam. Okay, that's number what? Number five. You're making a good point, John. You're saying, according to Tais, there is validity. You're right. According to Tais, there would be validity, but you don't need a Beis Din to do it. That's what the Rav's saying in Lomdus. Okay, six. How do we define what a Lashon of Mumchal Rabim is? How do we define it? What is the definition of a Mumchal Rabim? Yochid Mumchal Rabim, what does it mean? So we said like this. The Rosh said him in a Gomer V'Savar. He knows Bikias and he knows Iyun, Sfar. Then he quoted Shimra Shiragon. It means someone that's what? Like Rav Nachman, whose mamish a Gadol L'maisa. Means he experienced. Mumchas Menusa. He's experienced. That's what Rabbi Chananel said as well. And what did the Rambam say in the Perush Mishnayos? That he's Mefursim. According to the Rambam and Pirush Mishnah, it means he's mefursim. So it means three things. Gomer v'sover, bekiyas eniyun, rush. Number two, according to Rav Shira Gaon, it means he's experienced. Everyone knows he's experienced. And number three is, the Rambam says that everyone is publicized that he's a Gomer. He's recognized according to everyone that he's a Gomer. That's the Rambam, correct. Pirush Mishnah is in the third pair. So that answers number one.
Publicize
that he's a Gadol. Oh, yeah. Everyone knows he's a recognized Gadol by everybody. Okay, that answers number one. Number six. Seven. What's the din of kfiyah? Halach lamaisa. Right? What's the din of kfiyah? Tein deshitas. What do you mean, what's the din of kfiyah? Can a yachin mumchal rab mi kofi? Taisa said the Pharisee, yes. He can be kofi to come into court. What's the shitas of Rambam? So Lechemisha says the Rambam holds. The Rambam argues with Tysus. Please get it. That's why I said Tainus Hashitas, because it's a machloek is what the Rambam holds. The Lechem Mishnah claimed that according to the Rambam, a Yachin Mumcha cannot be Koifik. Cannot. I repeat, cannot. Okay? He cannot be Koifik. That's what the Lechem Mishnah said, Peretal Lachadal. Yachin Mumcha, Halacha Lomaisa, can only do it if he had Rishus from who? From the Reish Galusa. If you did not have Rishus from Reish Galusa, you cannot be called for someone. Taisa says, no. A Yachin Mumcha can do it, can force a guy on his own. He doesn't need a Kabbalah from anyone. He can force the guy on his own. Halacha Lomaisa. Okay? Afba Korcha Shal Adam. Lechemish says, no way. The only way a guy could do that is if he had Netilus Rishus from the what? From the Reish Galusa. Okay, so according to Lechemish, it's a Machlagis Ramam Taisus. You got me? The only way the Rambam says he could do it is if he was given a Tilus Rishus to be kofer. Comes along the tomb and says, no, there's no machlekes Rambam Taisus. That's why I said Tainat Tashitas. According to the tomb, there's no machlekes. Why? Because he claims, Halacha Lamaisa, he claims, the tumim, that when we say without the Tilus Rishus, you can't judge someone by a korcha. That's talking about a Yachin Mumcha who's a gomer of a sover. But he's not Mefursim L'Rabbin. He's not Mefursim L'Rabbin. So halacha lamaisa, when you say without netilas yeshus, you can't force someone. That's when he might be know how to learn, but he's not famous. So without netilas yeshus, he cannot what? He cannot force someone to learn to come in. But with netilas yeshus, halacha lamaisa, he could force someone to come in. So it comes out halacha lamaisa. The Rambam's not arguing on the taisus. The Rambam holds. Let's get it that someone who's publicized and is well known that he's a gadol can also force you against will. Like Tysus, he without an Tilus Rishus. The only thing that he wants to add on is that the Rambam says is that if you're not Mefursim, then you cannot force someone without an Tilus Rishus from the Reish Galusa. If you will enforce him, you don't need it. Okay? So according to the tomb, at the end of the day, the Rambam really agrees with Tysus. As long as he's Mefursim or Rabin and he's famous, he could also judge against will. The only thing is, if you're not Mefursim, then you need Tilus Rishus to force a guy. Without an Tilus Rishus, you wouldn't be able to force a guy. And that answers number seven. Number eight. Let's go, guys. Number eight. Okay. How do we get by this Mishnah novice? How do we get by this Mishnah novice? Now tomorrow, I'm going to write up more questions because we've got to finish Ham and Bays also. Now, tomorrow, Lamais, we have regular shear, 115 to 230 visitor shem, but I want to make sure we finish the questions. So I'd like to do a little bit extra, Lamaisa. Maybe we could have shear from 10:30 to 11:30. Okay, and then we'll have shear, or we'll meet again from 1:15 to 2:30. So then we'll finish up, make sure we'll finish up with the questions. Because 11:30 to 12, I got to give a shear, these high school boys' honors program's coming. So I have to give a shear from the 11:30 to noon. So let's have shear tomorrow, 10:30 to 11:30, and then we'll take a break, and then 11:30 to, and then 1:15 to 2:30. We'll finish up all the questions, okay? What do you mean you have no time, Lamaisa? But we got to finish up the Ham and Bays, okay? We got to finish up Ham and Bays.
Put that on the
final. Okay, all right, let's do that, Bizushim, okay? And then we'll be able to finish up all the questions, okay? Let's just finish, let's do eight. How do we do Dan Yechidi? There's a Mishnah Bavos. Shein Dan Yechidi El Echad. Only the only one who can judge on his own is Hashem. So how can the Mishnah say that you'd be a Mumchal Rabin? How can you be a Mumchal Rabin? Dan Achina Filu Yechidi. How could that be? That's a great kasha. So Tosus asked this kasha. Tosus asked the kasha in Hamad Aleph, and we had a bunch of terutzim to answer this kasha. So Tosus himself said that it's an Eitz HaTovah. It's an Eitz HaTovah. But there's no isser for a person to be on his own. Rav Nachman and Pchida did it on their own, and they were not chayish, they were going to make a mistake. That's what they said, going on. They weren't bali gaiva. They were just saying, halacha l'maisa. They were saying, halacha l'maisa, it's an etzah tova. That's one answer. Second answer, Tosfos says, they didn't do it themselves. They said, in theory we could. In theory we could. In theory we could. But before they never did it. Okay? Before they never did it. And the third pshat is l'maisa. The third pshat is that if you are experienced, then one person can do it. They won't come to make a mistake. Mishnah's talking about someone who's not experienced, and therefore don't do it. So those are to right off the bat, Tosfos gave three terutzim, let's get it. Number one, the whole thing's an Eitz Tova. There's no Isser at all. Number two is it that they never did it. It is an Isser, and they never judged on their own. And number three is that, halach lamai, someone who's experienced can. Mishnah's asking someone's inexperienced. Okay. The Rambam, though, said the following. The Rambam, the Perish of Mishnah, said, a yachin mumcha can be judgment at Torah, but the Mishnah warns us that this is not Derech Musar. The Mishnah warns us that this is not Derech Musar. Okay? A Yachid can, but it's not a good idea. It's not an Isser, but it's not a good idea. Kind of like Eitz Tov, but it's Lamaisa. The Mishnah is not recommending it. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it's a Midas Chassidus not to do it. So the Rebbe Tzvi says Rav Nachman and Rav Chiya were knowing Midas Chassiduses, but sometimes they had no choice. They wanted to save someone who's being oppressed. So they had to do it on their own, halacha l'maisa. And if a guy would come in, they would do it to save a guy. And then we had another teretz from the Imre Tzvi, b'shem yesh b'forshim.
Who said the last one?
The Imre Tzvi. The Imre Tzvi said shot like that.
Before
that. The Rebbeinu Yonah says, Amidas Chassidus.
Right after the Rebbeinu Yonah, the one who says that they wanted to save people.
That's the Imre Tzvi. The Imre Tzvi says that shot, according to Tosfos. But then there's another shot we said, and the Hedyotos should not judge on their own. Ein yechidi ela echad, meaning what? What is echad? Not the Abishur, it's referring to who? A yachid mumcha. A yachid mumcha can judge on his own. But hedyotos not. That's a little difficult, Lamaisa, because why? The Ran says the Mishnah should have said that to Pharaoh. Should have said mumcha. Didn't say that. The Pashtun of the Mishnah referred to Hashem. But the Meiri said, halacha Lamaisa, that it shouldn't, the Isser is only to do it bikfias. That a dayan shouldn't judge by himself bikfias. Once in a while, fine. But Bekvias, it's considered to be a problem. Okay, let's just close at number 9. Okay, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow. So 10:30, 11:30, and then we'll have Shir regular time, 1:15 to 2:30. And Thursday begins at 10. Okay, be very easy, Bechina. Okay? And Johnny's chazering at night. I don't know when, but you'll tell everyone you're doing it at night. Tuesday and Wednesday, you said? Okay. 9. Why is the Gemara say Rav Nachman for Rav Chiya?
Yeah, John, you're giving up your life, right?
Why is the Gemara makdim Rav Nachman before Rav Chiya? Rav Chiya lived before him. If you look in the Gemara in Hamad Aleph, it said Kigon Ana. What does Kigon Ana mean? It says Am Rav Nachman Kigon Ana Dani Nimos B'Chiya B'Chiya Am Rav Chiya Kigon Ana Dini Mamos. Rav Nachman lived before Rav Chiya. I'm sorry, Rav Chiya lived before Rav Nachman. Why is it out of order? So we said the following. We said that Tosfos said, very interesting enough, Tosfos said, Lishitosam, that the Brice is even according to Rabbi Abol's Erev Parshas Hain, and the Suffolk Gemara is Dafkal Rabbi Abol. The Suffolk Gemara is Dafkal Rabbi Abol, because according to Shmuel, it's good anyway. So the Kash is, if Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel, that even without Rosh Hashanah, Dino Din, what's the Gemara Suffolk? So therefore, the Suffolk Gemara is only according to Rav Chiya. The Suffolk of the Gemara is only according to Reb Chiya. And that's why Reb Chiya is put second. Because the Gemara Shaila comes right after Reb Chiya. That's why Reb Chiya was presented first. Allah l'maisa. Because the Suffolk of the Gemara is only according to Reb Chiya. Because according to Reb Chiya l'maisa, they hold what? We hold Erev Parshas saying, and therefore the Gemara puts in that way, Allah l'maisa. Because Reb Nachman holds like Shmuel. Shnayim Siddur and Dinyan Din. That's one shot. The Aruch Lanier says that Reb Chiya is brought after Reb Nachman. Reb Chiya is quoted after Rav Nachman. Why? Because the Reb Chiya here is not the Reb Chiya. Halach l'maisa Reb Chiya Agadol is a different Reb Chiya. And therefore, he lived, what, after the time of Rav Nachman. He says, maybe it's Reb Chiya Bar Abba. That was the second shot we said. And then we said, from the Kosei Yeshua's, very interesting shot, in that the Rav Nachman himself said, V'chein am Reb Chiya. Interesting. Then the Gemara didn't say v'chein amar Reb Chiya. Rav Nachman himself said Dan Yechidi, and he said v'chein amar Reb Chiya. He was the one who was trying to prove that he did. So it's not like the Gemara was mocked in Reb Chiya and Rav Nachman. It's all part of Rav Nachman's statement. So it's all part of Rav Nachman's statement. The whole thing's not a problem. That's what the Kosi Yeshuas wanted to say. The pshat is to answer that problem. Halach l'maisa. Okay. So let's dive in. Now we're up to number 10, and we'll continue tomorrow. But we'll finish up. And like I said, it won't be a hard b'chein. Okay. All right, let's dive in. Mincha, what's the dive for the Yomim? You got to go, Lawrence?
Yeah, I got to go.
Who wants to Jacob? You're not for the Yomim? You can't dive.